Blog Talk Radio.
Say y'all.
Welcome, everybody, to the KIRP Radio Show. I'm your host, Pudgy Miller, man. You know what time it is. Beautiful November 1st, 8.03 p.m., and we are definitely in the house, ready to do our thing, as we always do. Shout out to everybody out there who rocks with us, man. You guys know the motto. You are B-I-G in my book, and I appreciate the love that you guys show. Definitely appreciate the support that you guys always offer. And I appreciate you guys rocking with your boy, Pudgy, on the KIRP Radio Show. Folks, beautiful evening ahead of us, man. I mean, a beautiful evening waiting ahead of us. We have one of the most recently prolific individuals that I've met, one of the most knowledgeable individuals that I've happened to meet personally, and a very upstanding citizen of Greensboro, NC, you know, a patriot, if you will. Okay, conservative like myself, a black conservative, let's call it what it is, because you guys know I like to speak directly to what it is. You know, another great black conservative out here rocking. I'm not talking about a shucking and jiver. I'm talking about somebody who understands what it takes to be a conservative, a person who lives by the principles and a person who practices those principles within their lives. Also, my man Devin R. King will be on the show with us here just shortly, running for mayor of Greensboro, North Carolina. This brother, he believes that he can make a difference, man. 27 years old, brother working two jobs, certified CNA, you know, doing his thing, man, taking care of the sick, taking care of the needy, being a service to the community for where it's really needed. But before I do that, man, before I bring Devin on the show, I got to take a second to shout out everybody out there, Virginia Union. I see you guys. Shout out to my D.C. folks. I see DC's in the house. Greensboro, North Carolina is definitely in the house. Shout out to you guys. Got to show love to my brothers who are Rashad Woods over there, Love and Father Society. Shout out to you, my brother. Shout out. He's also the vice president of our first movement, our first initiative of the Loving Father Society, which is I love being a black father, upstanding husband, just a great individual as well. So got to give a shout out to him. Shout out to my nephews out there, man, doing big things. Southern Guild for you in the house. Shout out to my people out here in Charlotte, NC. Shout out to my people out here in Wilson, NC. That's my home. Shout out to my Green Level Trojans. I got a whole list of shout outs, folks, but I got to give a B.I.G. shout out to the Green Level Trojans, baby, who are 6-0 on this season under the direction of yours. Truly, you know how we do it, man. B.I.G. But I'm not going to waste any more of your time, and I'm going to bring the man of the hour on the show, and we're going to get this thing cooking with fish grease, as they say, because, you know, fish grease get real hot. And I want to welcome to the show my man, Devin King, mayoral candidate of Greensboro, North Carolina. Devin, how you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm good, Pudge, man. I'm good, and it's good to hear your voice. And what a opening, man. I couldn't ask for nothing better, man. What an opening.
You know, I don't know if you listen to Sway in the Morning. Shout out to Sway, too, by the way. But me and Sway, you know, with these entrances that we do, man, these introductions, we go head-to-head, man. It's almost like a competition that neither of us know about.
understand. Hey, look, right now, you up one right now, man. You up one right now.
My
that's
man.
Just because you have me on, but you up one right now.
Hey, I appreciate that right there. That's how it goes, man. Shout out to Sway, too, man. That's a really good brother. And that's a, you know, Devin, he has something that in common with a belief that we share. You know, hard work and grind and interdependence will definitely carry you over, man. And that's something when I met you, that was your message. That's something that I heard from you. But I think also there's something that you, I, and Sway, we all three have in common is that sometimes you need a little bit of help, man. And I heard you, I actually read where you were talking about how Greensboro needs some help and you're willing, you think that you're the man that can do that.
Right. And everything you said is up to par on where our common sense and like-minded thinking has come from. You know, it's about personal responsibility. It's about knowing what's right and what's wrong, knowing what situations to put yourself in. And it's about the individual success. You know, how far are you willing to take it? How far are you willing to get through those obstacles, those trials and tribulations to achieve that goal? You know, whatever it is in life, you know, whatever your talent is in life, whatever you're working at in life, you know, and then it's just following the straight rule of law of which everybody in this country of America has to follow, you know, and at the same time we are protesting and giving, you know, our justice system, you know, the hard knock of what it needs, you know, because yes, you know, there's things going on of which we as a race, as the black, you know, race don't agree with, but at the same time we still have to understand personal responsibility. We have to understand, you know, what situations to put ourselves into and what not to do in case something happens or an interaction happens with an authority figure or whatnot. How to be compromised and how to comply, even though in your mindset you don't want to be that, you know, just get it over me type. No, it's not about that. It's just about compromising and complying and seeing where it goes to get you out of that situation the safest, you know. And that's what I'm just trying to express.
Wow. It sounds like you put some – You believe what you're saying, don't you, Devin? I mean, you're not just saying something.
I mean, cold-heartedly. No. I mean, I don't mean to cut you off. I mean, cold-heartedly, man. Cold-heartedly, I believe what I'm talking. Cold-heartedly. And I've had people approach me and be like, man, who are you? Where are you from? What credentials give you this? It's nothing. It's just being of a peace of mind to understand, you know what, there is a right and wrong in a gray area. But seeing what avenues to go down for my individual success, seeing what avenues to go down for my personal responsibility, I can't worry about everything and then something that's going around me because there's some horrible, horrible things going on while we in America are taking for granted what we have and what we can do. You know, in this world, there are individuals who are civilians at their way of life but are going through some horrible, 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 evil things. So I got to take heed to that, and I got to say, you know what, I'm going to put my peace of mind together. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to wake up thanking God. I'm going to wake up thanking my higher power, you know, keeping me safe, keeping food on my table, keeping clothes on my back, you know, having the common sense to do that. You know, I'm willing to achieve some things out here, and I'm willing to meet incredible people as yourself, you know, to connect with other people out here that need to understand this and need to learn this message.
I appreciate that love, man, and I can really tell that you mean every single bit of the things that you're saying. So I don't have any problem I don't think we'll have any problem going in depth about some of the things that you believe in. So I'm gonna, you know, we're gonna go full steam ahead to that, Devin. What makes you feel like you, Devin King, should be the mayor of Greensboro, North Carolina?
Well, what makes me feel like it is, you know, seeing that, you know, the city mayor right now, Nancy Vaughn, you know, I have no beef, no nothing with her, but her politics and the way she do business, I have an issue with. So understanding that she's put her name in there, and then 2 days before I signed up, you know, Salione, a police officer from Thomasville, and me and him are good people, you know what I'm saying? No beef there, you know? We agree on much of our politics, but we still have our disagreements, you know, and our debates. They're real lively, you know? So, but at the same time, you know, 2 days before I put my name in there, he said, you know, I'm only putting my name in here to be mayor because, you know, there's some issues out here and I only want to get on Mayor Nancy Vaughn's nerve. So as a black man reading that, and as a black man who just got informed, you know, who just got informed about 7 years ago to understand, you know, our governments are what really dictates our way of life, you know, our city, our school boards, our county commissioners, our state, and our federal level. You know, there's levels to this, and it really dictates our way of life. And understanding that and seeing what's going on in Greensboro, seeing the food that is rated number one in the country, seeing the high tax rate, you know, not even really a local black small business can really start up right now because it's just difficult with the rules and regulations. You know, seeing high unemployment, seeing the high poverty rate, understanding that, you know, I'm a black man. So in my black community, of which I stand for, I started to realize, you know, we need somebody up that's going to stand up and say, what's up? We need somebody that's going to stand up and say, hold on, no, enough is enough. You know, we need somebody that's going to have the common sense to know right from wrong and know how to shy away from the negative, you know? We need somebody like that. And I took it upon myself to anoint myself that, you know, just to plant that seed, to say, you know what, I'm going to do something that the average black 20-year-old is not doing right now. And that's putting my foot, you know, towards the positive. And you know, and praying to God and seeking His wisdom, and sure. I put my name into the race to be mayor, you know, and it took a lot. It took to the deadline for me to really, you know, decide if this was what I wanted to do, because I was waiting to see if somebody else was going to put their name in, and nobody really put, you know, it was only two people out of, you know, a possible 200,000 people who could have been a candidate for that position, you know, just out of our citizen pool, you know, and for only two people to put their name in there and to understand the two people's mindsets and business, you know, conflicts and everything. I just say, you know, enough is enough, you know, and I went down there, I did my dues, I paid my dues, and I'm running for the mayor of Greensboro, which is, the election is Tuesday, Super Tuesday, November 3rd, the polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Everybody get out there and vote. So, you know, And it's been a ride. It's been a ride. I've gotten some great, great feedback. I've gotten great, great, you know, endorsements. I've gotten to know great people as yourself, you know. I've gotten to run into obstacles and trials and tribulations, but I'm overcoming them. I'm keeping, you know, my head up to the sky no matter what's going on, who's talking about me, whatever, you know, and positive things are coming about, you know. Shout out to the
What kind of feedback are you getting, Devin? What kind of feedback are you getting from the general public?
Oh man, Pudge, I'm gonna be 100 with you, man. I'm gonna be 100 with you. And for everybody out there, they got to know this about me. I'm from the areas of the Cleveland, Ohio's and the Detroit, Michigan's. Okay, I've come up in those areas of what we call hoods, ghettos, and whatnot. You know, but my mom, you know, she kept food on the table. She kept us in the educational realms and everything. And she kept us on a positive mind. And that's why we can say, as you know, black men out here, me and my brother, we can say we don't have a felony record. We can say we don't have a police record. We can say this and that. You know, and I get all that. You know, shout out to my mom. We the kings for just keeping us on the right track through those neighborhoods, through those tough times. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, being a black man and put my name in for the running of mayor in Greensboro, the feedback that I have gotten is way different than what I expected. You know, advertising myself as a Republican, you know, conservative Republican, as you know, Pudge, and, you know, we go by core values, you know what I'm saying? We go by the Bible and base tradition of a way of living, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And at the end of the day, you know, getting the feedback I have from the Caucasian, my white people out here, the Caucasian race, it's been incredible. It's been magnificent. It's been a miracle. I didn't expect this. You know, an inner city guy working a minimum wage job to walk into a room, you know, of people who are of higher standards, who are of authority, who are of the middle class and high class, the white collar, you know, for them, mm-hmm. for them to relate to me, for them to give me good vibes and to understand where I'm coming from and to understand my struggle, I'm blessed. I'm grateful, you know. And shout out to the C4GC, the Conservatives for Guilford County, Autumn, Lee, Van, Jody, Clark. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to the Republican Women's Group, Tony Fosberg, all of them out there. I appreciate y'all. I mean, you know, Ernie Whitborn, the Republican GOP executive. I mean, shout out mm-hmm. to everybody on that side because I'm trying to get to my black people to let them know. You know, just because they got a white face don't mean they racist, don't mean they greedy, don't mean they selfish, don't mean they cold-hearted, you know? They understand. You know, the white people walk with MLK. White people walk with Malcolm X. White people walk with Gandhi, Nelson Mandela. Okay, so we got to get out of that mindset that, oh, because of they of the different skin, you know, they must be, you know, negative to me. I must not conversate. I must not do business with them. That's false. You know, they want to do as much business with us as we do with them. They want us to be prosperous and do everything the right way, just as them, you know. So, right. you know, going to my, you know, and what I said before, you know, it's been a miracle for me to been reach out to by the Republican Party like I have, you know, being that inner city kid. But as far as my family and as far as my black people, my African-American people out here in my neighborhoods and my communities in Greensboro and whatnot, it just hasn't been that type of reception. It hasn't been that, you know, 100% positive reception. You know, I've met black men who are not of the Democratic, you know, background, which Greensboro, a lot of Greensboro lives. Let's not beat around the bush. Greensboro is a Democratic area, you know, and mm-hmm. a lot of our blacks out here are Democratic in mindset. But I've met a lot of, you know, Clarence Henderson for once, the 1960 sit-ins at the Woolworth building, you know,
right.
Clarence Henderson, right. a man of movement, a man of saying, you know, it took time to plan this and we went to go do it, you know. A man of that structure can come to me and say, you know, I am a conservative Republican. I understand the core values of what they want us to know and what the party was back then, understanding what it is now and how we have to eradicate those positions of authority by the voting process and voter education and voting like-minded and common-sense people into those positions to do what's good, not to oppress us and put legislation and policies to hinder us, but to give us a hand up, to give us things that we need to surpass the levels of what we think we can be, okay? And for a man of that structure, you know, Clarence Henderson, shout out to him, Greensboro sit-ins, 1960, man, it's amazing, you know? And I've run into the right people. You know, Pudgy, man, I run into you, the C4GC group, Clarence Henderson, another guy I met after the UNCG forum. I run into a lot of positive black and Caucasian people who understand, yeah. you know, common sense and like-minded abilities to get things done. And this is only the beginning. You know, I planted this seed in August, and right now, you know, I got a stump, you know, but this tree is going to grow, you know. It's going to grow, and I can't wait to see, you know, how God moves this movement with me and other people, including whoever wants to support this message and volunteer and hit the pavement with me to get things done, to reach people out here, to get them on that positive mindset of doing good in their communities, doing good in school, going to college to be something, going to trade school to be something, doing whatever you got to do to be prosperous. You know, whoever want to join that message, it's going to be something great in the next year or two. It's going to be something great.
I think, and again, shout out to Clarence Henderson. I think it's safe to call him an American hero for his contribution to change into history. I definitely will try to honor him with that appropriate title, if you will. Let me ask you, Devin. I mean, you know, let me get into the meat of this thing, man. First, let me rewind for a second. What would you, if I walked up to your neighbors, right? And I said,
right.
you know, are you Devin's neighbor? Yeah, you know. So what do you think about Devin running for mayor? What would your neighbor say? You know, the
real
person that lives next door to you, across the street from you.
They would say, and it's all on my Facebook page, Devin King on Facebook. You know, it's all over there. You know, people. You know, I got much love from the people out here in Greensboro. Whoever's listening from the post that, you know, I put up there from Pudge. Hey, if whoever's listening, you know, I got much love for my supporters out here who are doing the resources and material for me. I got much love for the businesses. Shout out to the East Bedford McCurry Market. I got much love for everybody who's just supporting this message. And if you was to ask my neighbor, you know, who is this guy? You know, what's his personality? What is his dislike, his likes or whatnot? They would just tell you, you know what, he has a spirit. He has passion. You know, he has energy. He knows what's going on for a 27-year-old inner-city black kid. He knows what path to take to get to where change needs to really, really come. He knows how to talk to you and motivate you to do positive things. You know, he knows how to get out of the mindset of procrastination and negative and to achieve something. If it's just going to get a certification for a job, if it's just going to advertise yourself, you know, doing whatever, get that get up and go attitude, that get up and achieve some attitude, you know. And that's what they would tell you. You're a man of God. That's what they would tell you. That's what they would tell you.
I think that's awesome. If all of us could be described as a child of God, you know, man and female, if we could all be described as a child of God, I think we're winning. Devin, let me ask you, you're elected November 3rd, all right? The results come out. Devin wins by, I don't care if it's a half a vote, but seriously, Devin wins by one vote, right?
Right.
They demand a recount, of course. Devin wins again by one vote, all right? It's all locked in. It's in stone. What's the very first thing that Devin does as the mayor of Greensboro?
The very first thing that I do, and this might sound, you know, what? But the very first thing I would do, I would try to get to every high school I could within a week of my candidacy win. I would try to get to every high school I could and every college I could in Greensboro. And I would try to just illustrate and talk to kids about voter education and voting period and the different parties and because at the same time, like there's we're expecting a low turnout, and that's sad to say, but we're expecting a low turnout. And only 2 years ago, 33,000 people voted in the general election 2 years ago out of a possible 187,000 people, 20,000 Caucasian and 20,000 black. And, you know, we had a 4% turnout for the primary, which it was mayor and district, you know. And so when I look at it and I look at how our city council, I'm not going to name any names, but I look at how our city government in Greensboro, you know, jokes and laughs at those numbers and jokes and laughs at the amount of people who sign up to advertise and campaign for these positions. You know, I want to do my due diligence in saying, you know what, I did the right thing by at least trying to inform and give the necessary materials and resources so that these 16, 15, and 14-year-olds coming up the next 2 or 3 years will understand what's going on. And the college kids could pass that down to their nephews and cousins of what's really going on. And I only say that because there's a strategy to this, Pug, because right now on the ballot, for November 3rd, Super Tuesday, next week for the voting of Greensboro's mayor and other council seats and at large, there's going to be a 2 to 4 year term limit on there. And the voters are going to be able to pick, do you want your elected officials of your community to serve 2 or 4 years? And right now, you know, the census is that 100% is going to pass to get that 4 years. You know, 100% people will vote for that. And right now, you know, the state of what, you know, government is on all levels, federal, state, county, school boards, you know, a city. The way it is like, wow, you know, we really need to educate ourselves if we are going to put people in power for that long and say, you know what, you got it for that long. You know what I'm saying? That's like signing a multi-million-dollar quarterback deal and saying, no matter what, man, you are quarterback for the 4 years if you lose all games, you know? So we really got to educate our young people out here who are going to be coming up out of the high school years. And basically, you know, if we can retain our college population, you know, we really need to educate them about what's going on so that, you know, 2 years from now when our next election cycle come up and the next elected officials in 2017 have 4 years, you know, we really want to pick the right people. We really want to do our due diligence and doing research and understanding who will really do good for our communities if they get 4 years, even if it doesn't pass in the states too. But, you know, so that would be my first thing, is really trying to get the education and information out here about, you know, what's really going on and how government works and you know, how to select an individual candidate by, you know, going to the meetings, going to the organizations, you know, hearing them speak or, you know, just researching about them, you know. So I really want to just do that.
That sounds like a heck of a plan. What kind of support you think the city council would give you? I mean, given the fact that you win, and Greensboro being a very liberal city, it seems, and especially on the political stand, from the political standpoint, what kind of support do you think that do you think that you'll be able to work with the city council to make the proper changes you think Greensboro needs?
I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to do third shift work with the city council. I'm willing to talk about the issues, get things solved. You know, Mayor King is here to be compromised and comply, and if it's the best solution for everybody in Greensboro. But at the same time, like I said, it's a $488 million budget. I mean, there's different mindsets and agendas that's going into this. You know, there's people who are out there expecting this, expecting that. There's council members, I'm not saying any names, who owe this and who owe that kind of favor or whatnot. So it's just sitting at the table. It's just bringing the council, the city staff, and, you know, the city manager together in a room, and it's just discussing, debating, and coming to a compromising vote for the best of Greensboro, not just a small interest group or special, you know, developer group of people or citizens. You know, we really got to start doing for what's best of Greensboro, not overdeveloping, you know, certain sides of town, and start developing the sides of town that need to be, so that we can start advertising and being competitive in the job and business and financial markets. So that you know, and like I say, everybody comes to the table with their own mindsets and agendas, but it's just getting to that discussion and that debate and that compromise and vote to do what's good for everybody, not just a small group of people.
As I look at Greensboro, you know, the crime rate and the crime data, well, actually all over North Carolina, but I just look at surrounding areas, Greensboro higher than High Point, higher than Arkdale, higher than Kernsville, higher than Gibsonville, and of course those are smaller cities. What do you think is some of the key indicators or some of the key problems that has Greensboro's crime rate so high?
I mean, right now, and I'm not going, like you said, we getting into the meat of it, so I'm going to just be real. You know, I'm going to just be real how I think, you know, when I'm in my private time or when I'm just, you know, meditating on things that's been going on. We live in a drug, sex, and violent, you know, culture of entertainment in our atmosphere. You know, gang-related, thuggish, whatever you want to call it. And there are individuals out here who are really pretenders, who are acting out on this type of culture and entertainment, who are really trying to present themselves for what they're not. And for the ones who are really, really knee deep in the game, who are really about their life, I mean, you know, you can only go to those individuals and try to change their mindset and the way they do things, you know, and start trying to lead them to the positive way. But, you know, don't get me wrong. There's people out here that's going to do what they want to do, even if it's in the criminal element. But understanding that, that's why I said, you know, going to our high school kids, our middle school kids and everything, letting them know that there's opportunities out here, letting them know that you can do things in a positive way, letting them know that, you know, the entertainment business is not life, it's not all of what life is, letting them know that, you know, there's certain role models out here that they can look up to rather than just a 2 Chainz or any, you know, other figure like that, and not saying nothing negative to them. Those guys are artists in their own right, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of things of their art that are really negative, and when we apply it to what our civilization is, you know, there's a lot of negative things that happen. So, you know, we really just gotta own up to say, you know, where's that Nelson Mandela figure at? Where is that Martin Luther King figure at? Where is that Gandhi figure at? Where is that JFK figure at? We know we haven't had that. You know, we expected that 8 years ago from an individual. You know what I'm saying? We expected that, you know, from one individual who holds the highest office in the land. We expected that 8 years ago, but we didn't get that. You know, and we're still searching for that figure. We're still searching for that guy, of, if you want to say, who can really stand up to say, you know what, yeah, I'm a positive light. Yeah, I'm of God, and I understand how to do things right. I understand how to do things in a nonviolent, confrontational way. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get confrontational, let's have a debate. You know what I'm saying? And we're missing that person. And right now, you know, if God, you know, a preacher or somebody can come and anoint me that dude, I would love it. But I'm going to do the work and the training and get prepared knowledgefully and everything like that to reach that goal, reach that height, you know, to say, you know, there's somebody out here who is positive, and there's somebody out here who's trying to tell you to do the right thing and not trying to tell you to go get a gun and shoot somebody in the face. So you know, and that can be said in a couple bars of what they say in a rap song. And there's a lot of glorifying that, and we got to get past that. We got to get to know that we here to help each other. We here to get through things with each other. You know, we here to just be comfortable, work hard, go home, take care of family, house and home. And if we can get back to that, man, I think we'll be all right. But as far as our crime limit, yeah, there's, you know, as an inner city black kid, and I keep saying from Detroit, from Cleveland, I can go to anybody. I don't care who you are or what sex you claim or whatnot. You know, and anybody listening to this broadcast knows, if you know, Devin King, I do security around Greensboro with my man Brandon Will. And he already knows. I mean, there's nobody I won't go up to and say what really is the beef, what really is going on. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? There's not a hood that I won't step into and get into the face of whatever the negative is. Okay, and being the mayor and having that title, oh man! I mean, I can take the necessary resources and materials with me. Not saying police, not saying anything of a law enforcement force. Just the necessary positive materials and positive resources with me to get over to these young kids, get over to these young adults, and say, look, man, there's a better way of doing things.
Wow, it sounds like to me. When I listen to you talk, Devin, and when I listen at what sounds like what angle you're coming from and what you're after, it sounds like you have a heart for the youth. It sounds like you have a heart for the young adult, and it sounds like what you're wanting to do is or at least entertain the idea of bringing young folk to the forefront of understanding what it means to be an adult and how to move forward in life. And those are some of the things I feel like is important for the city, but also. You know, I was looking over, you know, some of your questionnaires and looking at some of the things that you posted and, you know, just some of the things that you have going on out there within your campaign. And I'm a businessman. So when I look at things from a business perspective, when I think about a mayor and all the things that a mayor could affect, I think about business. So I guess my question is, you know, how does Mayor King impacts the business of Greensboro? You know, what could Mayor King do to make a positive impact on the business side for the business folks outside of the youth, you know, the business folks in Greensboro? You know, why would the business folks vote for Devin King?
Because right now our tax rate is dismal. We need a fair, a balanced, and an even tax rate that's going to work for everybody, not, you know, discourage small business or corporations to come here and make home for business. We need to find those. We need to be competitive in our landscaping. We need to be competitive in some of our undeveloped areas. You know, the east side of Greensboro used to be the rich side of Greensboro once upon a time. And where did that go? You know, where did that advertisement go for businesses to want to come down and be prosperous, because they know they had a hardworking force of people. They know they had people who want to work. They know they had people who expect a living wage. But at the same time, if we're going to temp agencies and we're letting them take, you know, $4 or $5, and we're going to P&G and working for only $8 or $9 or $7, and that's a $15-$16 an hour job, we there's something that needs to be done. At the same time, what can I do for the growth of business? There are individuals, I would say, in A&T, in the UNCG, in the Bennett college systems. There are individuals right now who just need the funding to jumpstart a next Silicon Valley, a next Yanceyville type feel of mass production and consumption of materials and goods. There are peoples right now who are ready to explode within financial reasons, if they could just get the funding. And being mayor of Greensboro, like I keep saying, you know, the $488 million budget, you know, we are selecting individuals within our communities to dictate how that money is being spent. And if half of it goes to our public safety and emergency response, you know, we're still dealing with $200 million. So at the same time, who's getting that money? What projects out of the A&T system, the Bennett system, the UNCG system, the Guilford College, all these other, you know, universities and higher learning places, who's getting the funding to really do what they need to do at a max scale? What small businesses are coming in wanting to renovate properties and invest in properties, but can't do it because of the tax rate and every and all the regulations and everything of that nature that's passed down. What small business can really go to city council that's been established in Greensboro for 63 years as the East Best McCurry Market has, and ask, you know, they've paid millions of dollars probably in tax revenues and everything like that. So, and they come and ask, you know, and right now because of the supermarket giants who are out here, you know, it's hard for a small business of what they sell, which is mostly fresh meats and things of that nature and fruits and vegetables. For a small market like that to prevail against the big supermarket giants, they need to renovate. They need to be able to what's the word, be competitive with them. And if they're going to the city council and asking, you know, can you help us out? And city council, you know, drags through the mud years and drags through the mud, you know, the we don't have a program. The money's there, but we don't have a program for you, or, and just, you know, drags through the mud, just giving the wrong people the money, just bad investments and things like that. Our business areas are not going to grow. Yeah, the Walmarts and the big supermarkets, you know, and what's in the Four Seasons, all of them are going to prevail because those are multi-million and multi-billion dollar companies. But when we talk about somebody who is just has a couple thousand or a couple hundred thousand dollars who wants to start a business to try to increase his profits, to try to make do some good in the community, the avenues are not there for him right now. And as mayor, I'm going to create those avenues, understanding that, you know, the Walmarts and all of them are here. But still, there are places in the area. Like, we have the number one food desert and food insecurity in the nation right now. That's ridiculous. And there's certain areas where there needs to be shopping centers and there needs to be grocery stores. And businesses, as the East Bessemer Cart Market, can benefit from those type of relocations or those type of investments and renovations. So there's a lot of technical things that go with it. I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of technical things that go with it. It's a lot of planning that goes with it. But there is where there's a will, there's a way. And I have all the will in the world. So there's a way to really get the tax rate to where it needs to be so that it's beneficial, not just to small businesses or anything else, but beneficial to Greensboro to say, hey, we're balanced, we're fair, we're even. Come down here and they make a spot for your business to see if you can't grow so that you're gaining profits and gaining revenue and gaining more employees. Let's try to see if we can't get these middlemen as of temp agencies out of here so that people are really going to work, making $14, $13, you know, $15 an hour for the job at hand, so that money's going back in the community. And these small businesses and the East Mercer McCurry Market are getting those funds, are getting those profits, are turning that over to tax revenue, are turning that over to everything positive. You know, what I don't understand is if we raise minimum wage, how is that a defect? How is that a negative? What I don't understand about that is, and I'm sorry, I don't want to get off subject, but what I don't understand about that is somebody having more money, that gives them the ability to go out in the city or their community and spend that money. So if there's 200,000 people who get an influx in revenue because of a payroll check because it's $15, $13, $12 an hour from the $7 or $8 an hour that they were making, that gives them more opportunity to go spend money at your business. That gives you more opportunity to gain more profits, to produce at a max level, so that people are consuming at a max level. You know, and that's all it's about. And $4.2 billion has been exported out of Greensboro and High Point since 2012. And wow, that's our local raw material. Those are jobs. Those are investments. That's a lot of positive, you know, structure right there within money. And Greensboro's not seeing a lick of that come back, you know, with nothing, with not rewards, not nothing. I mean, $4.2 billion, and Greensboro's, you know, budget is $485 million. So I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be addressed and be changed just in the business aspect of the way we do things in Greensboro.
Well, you mentioned raising the minimum wage. Are you talking about from a state standpoint, or are you just speaking on the topic?
I mean, I'm a certified nursing assistant. Right. And what that job entitles is me, like you said, working with the sick, the mentally ill, the elderly. And, you know, and like you said, we won't get to the meat of it. So being a nurse, certified nurse assistant, there's things that I have to do that I don't necessarily agree with because of the pay scale. Okay, now, and to keep things, you know, PG-13, I mean, there's certain things as a nurse. You're taking care of an individual. My wife works in child care. She's a lead teacher for infants. And there's when you have an infant all day, you have to do that same type of daily schedule with an elderly or mentally ill or disabled person. The bathing, the toileting, the feeding, the dressing, the rotating, you know, in the bed, the picking up, the conversations, the emotional aspects that go with that. I mean, there's a lot, especially emotionally, as a nurse and as my wife does as child care, there's a lot of emotional things that's tied up in that.
Oh, absolutely.
And to get to the point, we make less than $9 an hour for those jobs. So when I say a pay increase, there are some jobs out here that really deserve to be treated like a position that I can live off of and take care of my family. You know, I thought to myself, coming from the Arby's and the McDonald's and coming from the Applebee's and stuff like that working, I thought, you know, going to get a certified job would at least catapulted me in there to the realm of, I could pay my bills. I can buy my wife something. I could buy my son something. I can, you know, pay my car insurance, pay my gas bill, pay my light bill, pay my water bill, pay, and still have just a little bit left over to say, babe, we ain't broke. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And with us working these type of certified jobs, it's just not there. It's just not there. So I come from the realm of, yes, I understand the position of going through the levels of higher education, And getting to that level of achievement of saying, okay, I went through the educational classes and I got this associate degree, master degree, PhD. I commend all those who've gone through those channels and did that work. But you have to understand, there's certain trials and tribulations that individuals go through. There's some negatives in life that individuals don't cause on themselves, but it's put on them. There's certain bad things that happen when a certain, you know, individual is going through the college ranks and even the high school ranks and trying to achieve to get that high school diploma, trying to achieve to get that associate's degree. And once again, they don't put it on themselves, but something happens, you know, and it causes them to be stuck at a realm of, you know, in their mid-20s working at the McDonald's, working at the Wendy's, you know.
Sure.
So relating to those people, because that's the realm of what I lived through, relating to those people, I can say, you know, we think to ourselves, going to get that certified job, going to work in a nursing home, going to, you know, a hospital or going to work in a daycare, you would think, okay, we getting somewhere. But there's still a lot to do. There's still a lot to do with income inequality. There's still a lot to do with education reform. There's still a lot to do when you see on the news 8 CEOs get raises and pay raises 800 times more than their employees. You know, there's still a lot to do in that realm of federal level, just saying, you know what, this is America. You know, people out here are really trying to do good. There will be a lot of individuals not selling drugs if they knew they can go and get a decent job to take care of their family. You know, it would be a lot of individuals not getting locked up, having interactions with police, you know, dressing. I mean, there would be a lot of individuals who would come out of that lifestyle, black, white, Mexican, whatever, as long as you're a citizen and legal in America, that they would come out of that lifestyle and say, you know what, I can go to this company or this business as long as I advertise myself with good character, good morals, and good work ethic. I can make a living, and I can take care of myself, or I can take care of my family. That's what we really need to get to the mindset of.
I could certainly see, because I'm one of those evil guys who don't support overall baseline pay increase to the the minimum wage, but I could certainly see some legislation, and I would support some legislation that would have a baseline for certain certificate courses. I could definitely support legislation like that. 619-638-859. I'm on the air with Devin King. Almost time to go, folks. If you got any questions, hit us up. 619-638-8559. Hit number one if you got a question or a comment, and I'll try my best to get you on with Devin, or maybe a question for myself. You're rocking with the KIRP Radio Show. Also, check us out on Facebook, folks. If you're listening via phone, that's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. We're also on Twitter, @KIRP Radio Show. And you can find me, @NC Pudgy. We're all over the place, man. Google us, look us up. We got YouTubes. We got it all, man. We're just out there. Well over 50 million listeners worldwide. So shout out to everybody out there who continues to support the KIRP Radio Show. Devin, I thought that was a good segue, man, for my next question I have for you. And I got to let the folks know, Devin didn't prepare for any of my questions. I don't even send questions to people. Anyone that comes on the KIRP Radio Show, I don't send them anything to prepare for. And Devin, I appreciate you. You didn't even ask me, man. You sent me a thumbs up when I asked you to come on the show. I appreciate that.
Right.
I sent you the information. Right. You gave me another thumbs up, and that was good enough for me. Time is very valuable, and I definitely understand that. But, you didn't prep for these questions, and I'm throwing the kitchen sink at you. And I appreciate you reaching in your heart and really speaking on what you believe, man. I think that you're a man of character for that. And I just wanted to give you my highest praises for, being able to actually speak on these topics.
And I appreciate that to the 100 fullest of gratefulness, man. I appreciate it. And I just want everybody that's listening to understand, where Puzz came from to say, I agree with a baseline certificate type of a certain salary. And I just want everybody to understand that education is needed. Don't get me wrong. We need to understand how to take heed to opportunities that are there and that merit a certain educational level. We need to take, heed to that. And if you are one of those individuals out there that's striving for that type of credential to get to that job, go, please do it. Please succeed. It's just that, there are some people out here that struggle with the learning curve. There are some people out here that do struggle with going to school, of college, high school, education. That don't mean
Absolutely.
That we got to leave them behind. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. There's millions of us in America that we call, the man of the brave and the home of the free. So I mean, we don't want to put down nobody. I'm just trying to pick everybody up. But you do have to have that sense of work ethic. You do have to have that sense of wanting to do something to better yourself and not to get a handout. But if somebody give you a hand up, just prove them by that work ethic. And that's what I really wanted to get by.
I like that, brother. A hand up. That's B.I.G. right there. You B.I.G. in my book for that.
Right.
Let me turn the pages a little bit, Devin. Let's go. I'm going to go to a whole nother other, as they say, a whole nother page. We were talking about crime earlier, and I definitely want to give a B.I.G. shout out to all the authorities in Greensboro, North Carolina. As I told the chief to his face, who's being very modest about some of the things that they've done here in Greensboro, North Carolina. Man, these guys have accomplished the world when it comes to gang activity and gang-related crimes. Some of the things that they've done with the Justice Department, the State Departments, or with the federal departments, the Alphabet Boys, if you will, some of the things that they've done are looked upon, and there are a lot of different cities trying to mimic exactly what things have exactly some of the things that have been done here, some of the things that have been done in Durham, and some of the things that have been done in Charlotte and Raleigh now. So there's a lot of people jumping in the boat, man, and they're getting involved and they're reaching out. A lot of different areas are working together. So I just wanted to, in terms of working together, I just wanted to maybe for you to speak to that. I'm gonna call you Mayor King. let's speak to that, Mayor King. How
Super
do you
Tuesday,
think
it comes to pass?
Listen, man, there's a certain aura in the air or a tension in the air when you start talking about illegal immigrants or any immigrants.
Right.
If you will.
Right.
And there are quite the few people out there who don't believe that there should be any kind of amnesty, that, you know, there's always a – I'm one of those people who – frankly, I'm one of those people who already feel like there's a process to being legalized in America. But Greensboro, with a growing population of immigrants, you know, how will you reach out, or how do you think you can reach out and maybe extend the arm or work with immigrants in Greensboro?
At the end of the day, you know, it's a lot of things going on. You know, Governor McCurry was just in Greensboro the other day and signed a bill. A federal level is still trying to figure out how to get immigration reform done. It's a lot that goes on. I know that there are a lot of good individuals who are not legal citizens in Greensboro or in America who are doing good things to better themselves and their families. But I also understand that there is a negative aspect to that, too, of individuals doing certain things of which is against our laws, you know. So it's hard to answer that I want to answer it by not, you know, being negative towards nobody. Because,
sure, you don't want to vacate anyone.
And we're all, you know, I say it like this, you know, right now our borders are wide open, basically. And, you know, I guess, you know, we watch Fox News or whatnot, or CNN or whatever, they say that there's, you know, a couple hundred thousand, you know, illegals coming into the country every week or every month or something like that. You know what I'm saying, Pug?
Yeah.
So I think that we got to take it for what it is. Until we really lock down our borders, until we really, you know, take this seriously and say who's here and who's doing what, we really can't, you know, we really can't talk about it. Because it's hard because until we lock down our borders, you know, then we can really find out who's doing what and who can stay. Because to ask 11 million people, you know, just to leave is crazy. And like I said, there's a lot of people out here that are doing good, man. I've run into a lot of, you know, Africans. I've run into a lot of Muslims. I've run into a lot of Mexicans, Latinos, Asians, Chinese. I mean, and they're all doing something positive, the ones I run into. And understand, if you flick on the news and you see some negative out of a certain ethnic group or background, I mean, that's same in all races. You know, and right now, and I don't see a shortage of anything right now in America. I think that on our federal level, man, we got to get to some type of common sense reform to say, you know what, if you wanted to be a legal resident citizen in America, come do it this way. And if we catch you out here without the legal representational ID or papers, you will be deported, you know, at the end of the day. That's how it needs to be. If you want to do it the right way, come do it the right way. If there's nothing negative about you as far as what you did back in your country or whatever, stay, be prosperous. But if you want to be in the shadows and you want to, you know, linger around and do some type of bad things and stuff, when we find you, you got to go. So, but as far as reaching out to my different ethnic groups and everything, I love everybody, and I love what their culture represents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to know more about their culture. I want to know more about where they come from. I want to know more about their likes and dislikes, you know, because there's 300,000 people in Greensboro, and we all seem to get along. You know, we all really seem to move in a harmony to where business is getting done, transactions are being done, you know, meet and greets are being done, you know, So and do certain, you know, ethnic groups and whatnot stick to themselves? Yeah, they do. Do some of them just hire within their race? Yeah, they do. But we can't fault that. You know what I'm saying? We just got to, you know, go and advertise ourselves to them by saying, you know, the earthly thing, we come in peace. You know, what can you learn from me that I can learn from you? You know, and I'm seeing a lot of interracial friendships in Greensboro. I'm seeing a lot of different type of ethnic backgrounds and groups hanging out with each other. So that proves that, you know, the harmony is there. You know, it's just what can we do to get our government on the same track so that we stop complaining and protesting and get comfortable.
That's
As a mayor, I'm reaching out to everybody and then some and finding out how they can be beneficial, not just to the community, but to Greensboro and North Carolina as a whole.
Sure. Man, listen, we got a couple minutes before we close the show. I just want to say, Devin, I appreciate who you are, man. And I appreciate the fact that, you know what I mean, you can't be controlled, man. And I like that. That's a beautiful thing to me. Like, a lot of people may not appreciate that, and people may say you need to do this, you need to do that, but I appreciate the fact that you can't be controlled and you're pure at heart. And I think that we can build off people such as yourself. And when I say we can build off, I think that people, when they're pure of heart and they're willing to put themselves in the forefront of the fire so everybody else can get out of there safe. You know, when you're willing to throw yourself in the fire and sacrifice yourself so everybody else can be good.
Exactly.
You know, that's a man of God, man. And I see that, you know, a million miles away, my brother. And I see big things before you. I don't know if this mayor race is going to be for you. Who knows what's down the road? I don't know. But I definitely see great things before you, brother. And you definitely have my support. Right before we go, though, you know, I got to let all the people know, vote for Devin King, you know, mayoral candidate, Greensboro, North Carolina. Super Tuesday is the day, folks. If you ain't registered yet, go to your local voter registration office and bring your ID and let them know where you live. Find out where you need to go. Find your precinct. Go in and vote on Tuesday if you haven't voted already early. Devin wants your vote. All right, and I want you to vote for Devin, and we want Devin to win, and we want Devin to redefine what Greensboro means to in the eyes of people. You know, we want Devin to transcend Greensboro into another even more beautiful place than what it is today. You know, we want Devin to put Greensboro on the map. So in order for Devin to do that, we got to go out there and we got to hit those polls. Devin, let the folks know, man, whatever you haven't already got across. If there's anything else you need to let the people know, here's your time to let them know, my brother.
All right, hey, I believe that was an endorsement from Pudgy Miller, so that's three. So I broke up my record. That's the new record. I got three endorsements. So I appreciate it from Pudge, man.
You got it.
All I want people to understand, all I want people to know, if they get anything from our segment, man, is just personal responsibility, knowing what's right and wrong, knowing what situation to put yourself into, individual success by achieving an implemented goal, by staying true to yourself, by getting through the trials and tribulations, by getting through the negative, staying positive, affirmations every morning, telling yourself you're great, telling yourself you're healthy, telling yourself you're a peace of mind with God and everything, and living under the rule of law of which we all got to live under. You know, if I can teach those three things to the masses of people, I think we can really change the mindset of how we look at ourselves, not only as, you know, black, white, Caucasian, whatever, Mexican, whatever, Latino, Asian, whatever. We can look at ourselves as people. You know, we can look at ourselves as knowledgeable people who can get things done when we need to get things done. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't nothing but love. It ain't nothing but peace. You know, that's all religion is. It's love and peace. And it's everything that we need to really get back to. You know, shout out to reforming our schools. Shout out to, you know, police accountability. I know that's a big issue right now, but like you said, Pudge, I give Greensboro Popo Police 100% gratification. They do their job. It's a messy world out here. They do their job. I have no heartfelt, nothing, you know, beef with them. I love them. EMS, firefighters, all past, present, and future military, I appreciate y'all to the fullest. Pudgy, love you, man. Love to talk to you soon. And I'm just grateful for being able to talk to y'all and express some opinions and feelings and mindsets and views. I love it.
Hey, that's Devin King right there for mayor. Greensboro, North Carolina. Devin, we appreciate you rocking with us on the KRP Radio Show, my brother. You are B.I.G. in my book. That's my time for the night, folks. Don't forget, KRP Radio Show, West Coast, coming up next. Check us out online. Hit us up at KRPRadioShow.com. You can also check us out on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/KRPRadioShow. We are out of here, folks. Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, man. We're all over the place. We're worldwide, over 50 million strong. We are out of here. Have a good night. One love.
Sound Shoe, the number one online music tournament, encompasses 7 different genres, including hip-hop, R&B, country, reggae, reggaeton, pop, rock, and gospel. Music artists, log on to soundshoe.com to compete for a chance to have exclusive access to music listeners across the globe. Build relationships with other music artists and music professionals, plus maximize your exposure and gain worldwide attention. Music listeners, log on now to enjoy new music from up-and-coming artists. Then, vote for the songs you like best to ensure that your favorite artist wins. Also, check out the latest in music news. Music execs and producers, scout music talent to find your next big star. Musicians and voters, sign up for SoundChew today. That's www.soundchew.com. SOUND